Hey, it's Randy Miles, along with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means that it is Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, the subject today is purposeful spending.
Right. It's an important topic. You know, most of our listeners worked or have worked for a living. That's how they get their money, right? Even if it's retirement income, that's proceeds from when you did work. Well, you have a job. Does every dollar that you get have a job?
Yeah, I think it does.
Well, here's how you can know. First of all, let's define what wealth is. Wealth is defined as funded contentment, right? So okay. Whatever mm-hmm. you need in order for you to be content. So you want to buy things that bring you joy. When we talk about purposeful spending, it's what are you going to use those dollars on? Are they going to bring you joy? You know, Randy, I've been on the earth for over 7 decades now, and I hate to think how much money I've spent over that time on stuff that I didn't want, that ain't relevant. You know what I'm saying? Just laying up in a basement somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we just do it. And the society is set up for you to impulse buy. So you have to come up with a system that helps you resist that. So first thing you want to do is take your take-home pay, whatever that is. You want to subtract from that your fixed expenses. Now, those are your monthly expenses that are pretty much the same. Car notes, mortgage, but those kinds of expenses. The next thing you want to do is subtract your variable expenses. So those are food, gas, groceries, utilities, those kind of things. And what's left over is your net income or your disposable income. Now, hopefully you have something left over. If you don't, you're in a paycheck to paycheck mode, and that's a different strategy, but it requires even more discipline. So here's what you want to do when you set this budget up, especially we're talking about a purpose, especially if you decided for 2021, you want to grow your emergency fund, you want to invest more, you want to pay down debt. You've committed to a goal and to a purpose. So now you need to send those dollars to make you happy. So what you want to do is pay your expenses as soon as you get paid. You want to get your money out of your hot little hands. All right. When the bill comes in, if you pay it, it's paid. If you leave it in there, trust me, how many times have you found other things to do with the money?
Always.
Always. Exactly. So know thyself. All right. And do it. Now, listen, here's a final thought on this. Once again, every dollar should have a job. That job should be going toward making you happy and fulfilling your purpose. Budgeting is not about denying yourself. Okay. It's about making sure every dollar has a job, and it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, that makes a lot of sense, and a light bulb just went on, because budgeting, I have a love-hate relationship with.
We all do. I mean, as a financial educator, the minute I start talking about budgeting in a group, when you could talk to groups back pre-COVID, people's eyes would glass over. And the reason is because they only see it as denying yourself. You're not denying yourself. You're just making sure your money's doing the things that you want it to do for you long term. And it's not just fettered away. I mean, we've all had experiences where we've gone out with an amount of money in our pocket and we come home and we don't really know what happened to it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So the more times you can reduce those events and the more direction and purpose and velocity you can give your money, you can achieve your goals. So once again, don't look at budgeting, controlling your expenses and income as denying yourself. What you're doing is making sure every dollar is working for you.
Absolutely cool. Well, you can find out more information on spending your money with purpose on TakeControlTuesday.com. Also, Manta, your website is MoneySmartLife.org and on our YouTube page, which is named the same, MoneySmartLife.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.